You know, I forgot wrestling was so big in the 60s and 70s, I guess. But this play brings it all back. The Beer Can Hat, the short story, was so sly because you never realized what it was about until it was over. But in 1980, when it came out, there was no question about what is a beer can hat. The darn things. Writer Daryl Lum knew the time would come when people might not know.
Yes. I had to bring visual aids. Kids thought it was, you know, the ones at the ballpark, the baseball with the beer and actually the straws.
What kind of marbles you wish you had? I don't know. Just plenty periods. Oh, and plenty bambuchas.
Marbles. Remember those round glass? The clear ones were called piris, all different colors. Our protagonists, Junior and Bobo, sell newspapers. Large pieces of paper with typeset letters on them.
John Gallipo!
I win!
What is that?
Atomic bomb!
Meet Maka Bala, who plays Junior. He only wanted to talk about the awesome Kaimuki High Theater Department, but
did
I had to ask
him. Know what a beer can hat was when this thing started?
Not at all. I had no clue what a beer can hat was.
did anybody you know what a beer can hat?
Yeah, a lot of my uncles and aunties know what a beer can
hat is. Junior's friend, Bobo, is a little slow. He braves the labels, stupid head, lolo, dumb. You know where it goes from there. Bobo braves the abuse and his alcoholic father.
I was afraid.
Brandon Hagio plays Bobo.
This character frightens me because it's from a place. It's the dark box, you know, that we hide and we put in the corner because we don't like going there, so.
Hagio was paralyzed when he was 12.
I went to rehab and I met all these, like, special people that, like, in the worst times of their life, paralyzed, broken neck, car accident, and after that I went back to school and I had a brace, I had a cane, and I was an invisible person. Part of my character is going back to that.
The beer can hat symbolizes a certain friendship. Hagio, of course, never heard of a beer can hat either.
So, like, when I saw the first one, I was like, wow, this is beautiful. Why isn't it still around? This is like a cool thing, man, you know?
Actually, you can find them on Etsy. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.